the Morning Jam. We've got a good friend of the show, and we're so glad to have Marco Galbraith with us. Good morning, Marco.
Good morning, guys and gal. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Fine. You can refer to me as one of the guys. It's okay.
No, Marco, if you've been listening, please address her as Dr. Rose
this morning.
She's now a doctor.
Right.
She left the house just as Janet.
Right.
Now she's Dr. Rose.
I was just a lowly
right.
air personality, but now, thanks to the Biden
Admiral
administration. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Admiral Rose. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to talk about this women's event that you have coming up tomorrow. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. If a lady has ever been slightly, remotely intimidated by carrying pepper spray, a taser, or wanting to learn about firearms, this is the day to come out and learn. We won't be running any classes, but we're going to have a taser demonstration, pepper spray demonstration. We're going to have Lynchburg Indoor Arms, Black Target from Appomattox will be there. I don't sell holsters and ladies' accessories, but there's going to be a lot of ladies' self-defense accessories.
And it's so hard.
Grilling will be there.
So hard to find.
That's part of the whole thing. They're going to be having smoked sausage biscuits and gravy.
Wait a minute.
In the morning, and then they're going to... Yeah, and then they're going to, Mark, you got to come out. Then they're going to transition to barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be really cool, but it's a good time. The shooting industry or self-defense industry is kind of geared towards men, and I want to change that to empower women and let them know this is the time tomorrow between 9 and 2 at my office on Timberlake to come out and just sit down and answer questions. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be nervous. But once you're educated and you have some questions answered, people are going to feel a lot better. But
because you go from scared and
normal.
You go to from scared and nervous and unsure to empowered, and that's
right.
A very powerful thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've had some ladies take the class that are visibly shaking during the class, and we go to the range. They're a basket case, but it's something they wanted to do. By the time we leave, they're literally giving me high fives, and they want to go shoot again.
Mm.
And I love seeing that because that's going to bring their personal safety to the next level. They beat that fear.
Yeah. Because if you're not confident, that's when accidents can happen, mm-hmm. and we don't want that.
That's right.
So
that's right. Absolutely.
I personally think you have an obligation to, if you're going to be a concealed carry person, I think you're obligated to make sure you're as comfortable and familiar with that firearm as possible. Now, speaking as a woman, sometimes it is very hard to find a holster that fits a woman's body, that suits a woman, because as you said, a lot of times it's geared more towards men. Can we bring our guns with us tomorrow so we can make sure we get the right fit?
Yep, and you know, I teach with this Alec Baldwin thing, that's completely messed up, but I don't ever use any real guns in the training in the classroom.
Right.
When you bring a real gun out of a holster, that's where you're gonna get hurt. So I've created a safe area. We would want people to come up with their guns unloaded, best case scenario. But I've got a safe area where an instructor will stand next to you, will unload the gun, will double check it, and then you can actually physically try out the holster before you buy it. That's what we want to do. Make sure it feels right on you. I've ordered so many holsters online. I get so excited because here comes FedEx. I try it on. No, I don't
mm-hmm.
like it. And so this is a try before you buy, but we've got some safety measures set up so you can actually try your gun in a holster.
Yeah, I've had the same thing. I have several that I don't even like, and you've spent that money.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're right, and they're not cheap, and so it's a chance to try it on, see if it fits with... A lot of ladies like to wear spandex, and so let's see if it fits with that. Let's see if the spandex is going to hold that mm-hmm. the weight of the holster and the gun, and there's a lot of things to think about. And this is going to be a good time to come out and just ask any question at all about firearm safety. My wife just completed her NRA instructor certification for firearms. So now I've got a female that can teach females. A lot
That's
of females,
great.
Really, because of what's happened in their life, they don't want to learn from a man. I get that. So now we've got the availability of a female that can teach other females personal safety.
thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock from 9 in the morning until 2. And that's going to be the time, especially for ladies. There's also going to be demonstrations on using pepper spray, tasers, the legal updates on things. Tell them exactly where you are.
22634 Timberlake. It's down kind of across the street, catty corner from Coffee Cup. Everybody knows where Coffee Cup is.
But that's right.
T4 Tactics, 22634 Timberlake.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us, Marco. We really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
You too, bud. We'll talk to you later.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.